Do you have any idea what people around here use it for?
Frying, I believe, mostly.
The old black man where I'm from, he was the first person I ever interviewed. After I got through, it was around Christmas time, he had a big party. He was at a little place called Shady Grove, a little tiny little place. I think everybody at Shady Grove showed up. He used to be a cook, and he made a big entire kettle full of a camp stew. You ever heard of that? What would you call a container that you would keep around the house to put cut flowers in?
A vase.
Okay. Would you ever grow flowers in a vase?
A pot.
In a pot. Would you ever keep a pot inside? Okay. And common utensils that everybody eats with, you call them? The different ones.
Knives, fork, and spoon.
And you mentioned knives, just one of them.
Knife.
Yeah, okay. When you get through the meal, you got all your dirty dishes. You say it's time to do what? It's time to
do the dishes.
Or what else?
Wash the dishes.
And when you get all the soap suds off of them, you say that your mother was gonna
rinse them.
Yeah. When she's washing the dishes, does she use any kind of cloth or rag when she's washing?
Just dish rag.
Yeah. What about when she's drying?
Dish towel.
Is there one that about the size of your hand that you might use when you're taking a bath?
Washcloth.
And the big one that you dry.
Towel.
Yeah. Okay. In your kitchen, right over the sink, the thing that the water comes out of?
Faucet.
Yeah. Now, what about if it's the thing outside that you hook up a hose to?
Water hydrant.
Yeah. Or, say, something on a portable water container that you push or mash or whatever, and the water comes out of it, what would you call that? Spout, spigot, anything like that? Just whatever.
Spout.
No particular name for it. Have you ever heard people use that word spigot or spigot? Say if it got real cold one night, it got so cold that the pipes did what? They
froze over.
Yeah, and if they actually
burst.
Yeah, right. Again, talking about containers, a big thing that a lot of flour used to be packaged, used to be shipped in with the wooden staves and all. Call that a
barrel?
Yeah. What about something that looks like a barrel, but it's smaller, about this size?
Keg.
Yeah. Do you still see those things around?
Mm-hmm. Every once in a while.
Do they pack anything in them?
Mm-mm. All I've seen was decoration.
Just decoration. What about those things that go around the barrel to keep the staves in place? Those metal kind of things.
Never heard.
No particular name. What about not too long ago, it used to be a fad. Everybody had a hula.
Hula hoop.
Yeah. Ever heard those things called hoops? Barrel hoops?
I believe so.
Okay. Say, so if a person wanted to buy a fair amount of molasses, what would that come in? Maybe a few gallons. Okay, what about a fair amount of lard?
I don't know.
Okay. Have you ever heard people talk about a stand of molasses or a stand of lard? Okay. Something that you would use to, if you were pouring liquid into a small mouth bottle like this, something that you'd use to keep from spilling all over the place?
Funnel.
Yeah, all right. And something that you would crack around horses' ears to make them go faster.
A whip.